With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is a co-founder of Adventure Catholic Ministries and author of a couple books. One of them is The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. The other was Failing Forward. And he's going to talk, as he has been, about parenting tips, because parents, you know, we need all the help you can get to raise these children in this very dangerous world. Alan, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Father. It's getting a little rain. It's a little cooler down here right now.
Yeah, you weren't on the. You didn't have to deal with that hurricane stuff, did you?
Not really. Honestly, like, and people joke about it, but a Category 1 hurricane is kind of like, you know, people are still fishing at the ocean, so it's not too bad.
Well, that's good to know. You know, a lot of parents right now are debating this whole issue of the COVID thing. Do we let our kids go back to school or not? You know, do you have any advice for them on the decisions they're making right now?
Sure. You know, the most important thing, the most important thing I think about being a parent, other than getting your kids to focus on God, is being flexible. And everybody is so stressed right now, you know, with everything that we're not sure of the kids going back to school, when they're going back, and we have to be flexible. Even in business, when I opened my business, you know, my mentors in my business, my mom, who owned a business for many years, she told me, she goes, if you're not flexible and you're very rigid with business, you're going to break. And I always remembered that, is you have to be a little bit flexible. And so we have to be flexible for our kids. We have to tell them, look, okay, if things are up in the air right now, but it's going to work out. It's going to be okay. And we have to believe that, too. We have to believe that God has our back and that he's not going to let us, you know, miserably fail where there's no recovery.
Well, that's an important part because as you follow and as I follow, I don't know how the news is in Florida, but here in Ohio, there's a lot of anxiety among parents. Should we or shouldn't we? Are we, you know, putting our children in harm's way by sending them back to school? And wouldn't it be better to keep them home? But at the same time, we know it's not good for the children to stay home all the time because, you know, they got to be around their own friends and they want to be around their own friends. And I guess part of flexibility is learning to measure acceptable risks, isn't it?
It is, and it doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, laissez-faire and you know, anything goes when you're flexible. It doesn't. You certainly don't want to. Once you put something out there, like, okay, you're going to be grounded for this weekend. That doesn't change. That's not where I'm talking about being flexible. Where I'm talking about being flexible is before you've made the decision. So, you know, if you're going to, like, for instance, ground your child because they've done something that they shouldn't have done, that you've told them time and again not to do, if they're going to be grounded for something, that you have to ground them and it has to stay there. But what I'm saying to be flexible with is before you make the decision. So, yes, there are times where we need to stand resolute in what we've said. And once we say something, we have to stand resolute in it. So I've learned to be very careful about what I say. If I say you're grounded for a month, they're grounded for a month. But I mean, I really have never done that. But I know a lot of parents that say, you know, you're never going out, you know, that your whole senior year of high school, you're going to be inside. And then they go back on it a week later. And that's not flexible. That's just bad parenting. Once you make a statement like that, you've got to stick to things. So be careful about the statements that you make.
Well, that's an important point because oftentimes, and it talks with something we've talked about before, that when we often are disciplining, you know, our children, the teenagers especially, that if we do it in the heat of anger, we're going to say some pretty ridiculous things like, you're not going to be dating now till you're 40 years old. Well, you know, good luck with that. But yeah, it is a point of we have to always try to keep our reason about us. And as you would say, we got to think through things and not just act out of instinct.
Yeah, well, and to answer your question more directly with you know, everything going on with COVID, it's a matter of we really got to trust God. And I think so many times it's easy to tell others to trust God or to say, I trust God in everything. But if we really do trust God and we really are saying, God, show me the way. Tell me what's the best for, you know, the best thing to do with my family, the best way to parent my child. What's going to help me get through this? We've got to throw ourselves entirely into God. We have to come to God empty and we have to let him fill us up. And I know that may sound, you know, standoffish or like, oh, this guy's, you know, he's pipe dream over there. He's not in reality. But the reality is that we have to trust God. And that really, these are the times in our life where we're presented with these opportunities to trust and to show that we trust God and have faith.
Well, I know it's interesting. The majority of the Catholic schools, at least up here, are going to go back to the five-day schedule. And they'll be flexible in terms of they see how things work. But none of them have talked about splitting things up or anything. But the public schools are often, you know, a very different situation. And it is, you know, in public education, God's not allowed. And in public education, it's basically into just the elected officials making these decisions. And I don't know, you know, their intentions. I'm sure they have very good intentions for these decisions. But oftentimes when it's the question of weighing, as I say, weighing what's an acceptable risk and not an acceptable risk. So, you know, sending your daughter out to date, you know, when she's 19 is an acceptable risk, but not when she's 9.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm agreeing with you. I agree with you 100%. It's a matter of knowing how to get that message across to our kids right now and teaching them that, you know, whatever we come up with, we're going to be flexible. We're going to make this happen. We're going to get through it together.
I mean, if nothing else, because and as a parent, I say, well, okay, if you're let's say you're at school and your friend Jimmy comes and, you know, wipes his nose on your arm, should you go screaming, oh no, I'm gonna die? No, you just go, you know, wipe your arm off and tell the teacher and tell Jimmy not to do that again. I mean, because like I said, little things right now, especially our governor just told the state that all the children from K to 12 have to wear masks in school. You can imagine how that would work with kindergarten. Oh, Jimmy took my mask, or Jimmy's wearing my mask, or, you know, Susie has, you know, switched masks on me or whatever. She drew something on me. You can imagine the kind of chaos that's going to come out.
And I think it's smart to plan ahead, but I also think that sometimes we create in our minds so many scenarios that haven't happened yet. But yes, that is a very realistic scenario where, you know, kindergartners are going to have their masks around their elbow in 10 minutes after they get into class. I can see it happening. I mean, that's absolutely going to happen. So you have to weigh that acceptable risk, like you said. But we as parents tend to think the worst. There's that commercial on TV where they show a car upside down and it says, as parents, we tend to think the worst, you know, when our kids are not home and they're driving. And we do. We tend to think, what's the worst that could possibly happen? And it's possibly happening right now, God forbid. So we have to get past that. That's not being flexible. That's being set in our minds. So it's got to be, look, it hasn't happened. We're going to do the best we can, and we're going to try to make this happen, make this work. And we're going to trust God all the way through it.
You know, Alan, people want absolute certainty in this world right now. Can anyone have absolute certainty?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think that when we're talking about our faith, we can.
Yeah.
I know I tend to be, you know, again, I tend to, my spiritual antenna is always up. So I'm always looking for God talking to me or saying something in some kind of message. So the certainty of me knowing that God loves me and that I'm working my, you know, my way to perfection someday in God's eyes, that to me is a certainty. But there's nothing else is certain in life except that we're going to die someday. And then we can be certain about where we're going after that if we live a good life.
Well, we hope to be. Yeah, certainly. Then that's always we got to be flexible with that, because we don't want to go up and Lord say, look, I deserve this. Lord says, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. So I would definitely clarify that part. But my, you know, the point I was trying to make with this, Alan, is the whole question of, you know, people think the government, when they look at the government or political leaders, they think that they can be certain. We are absolutely certain that they will have this vaccine that will work 100%. Well, they're lying, first of all, because that's not going to happen. If someone's going to have an allergic reaction, it'll work for some, it won't work for others. I mean, it's happened with things before. But we live in such an absolutist age that we think we can protect ourselves from all harm. That's a dangerous life.
It is, yeah, and absolutely, and we can tell that they're lying because it's politics, and that's, you know, that's unfortunately something that goes along with the territory. But we've got to be smart, you know, and we've got to say there's absolutely no certainty. We're certain that there's no certainty in life.
Well, that and two, you know, the other thing is, you know, like I said, the parents love their kids, and I would never say anything other than that. But at the same time, as I said, parents have to recognize, and I would interpret this from your flexibility. You know, there are some times where this isn't, there's no perfectly safe situation, but the odds are in their favor. This is a good, healthy thing, and nothing will probably happen. And let them go with that.
No, that's a good clarification. We know we want flexibility as adults. You know, if we get pulled over for speeding, we want flexibility. I mean, if we're running late for work, we want flexibility. There's times where we need that flexibility in our lives, and we've got to show our kids how that extends into their life by what we do and how we react to situations.
Well, Alan, thanks so much for sharing with us today that whole principle of parental flexibility, especially in this age we're living where we see a lot of inflexibility happening. If people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership and see some of the podcasts and even some of the ones that we've already done, where can we go?
AdventureCatholic.com is the best place to find all of that.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too. Stay safe.